Page 79, Chapter 40, How Sir Galahaut did do cry a joust in Surluse, and Queen Guinevere's knights should joust against all that would come. But as the book saith, King Mark would never stint till he had slain him by treason, and by Alice he gat a child that hight Belangerus le Beuse, and by good fortune he came to the court of King Arthur, and proved a passing good knight, and he revenged his father's death, for the false King Mark slew both Sir Tristram and Alisander falsely and feloniously. And it happened so that Alisander had never grace ni fortune to come to King Arthur's court, and he had comen to Sir Lancelot. All knights said that knew him, he was one of the strongest knights that was in Arthur's days, and great dole was made for him. So let we of him pass, and turn we to another tale. So it befell that Sir Galahaut, the haut prince, was lord of the country of Surluse, whereof came many good knights. And this noble prince was a passing good man of arms, and ever he held a noble fellowship together. And then he came to Arthur's court, and told him his intent, how this was his will, how he would let cry a joust in the country of Surluse, the which country was within the lands of King Arthur, and there he asked leave to let cry a joust. "I will give you leave," said King Arthur. "But wit thou well," said King Arthur, "I may not be there." "Sir," said Queen Ever, "please it you to give me leave to be at the joust." "With that right good will," said Arthur, "for Sir Galahaut, the haut prince, shall have you in governance." "Sir," said Galahaut, "I will as ye will." "Sir, then," said the queen, "I will take with me and such knights as pleasen me best." "Do as ye list," said King Arthur. So anon she commanded Sir Lancelot to make him ready with such knights as he thought best. Page 80. So in every good town and castle of this land was made a cry that in the country of Surluse Sir Galahaut should make a joust that should last 8 days, and how the haut prince, with the help of Queen Ever's knights, should joust against all manner of men that would come. When this cry was known, kings and princes, dukes and earls, barons and noble knights made them ready to be at the joust. And at the day of jousting there came in Sir Dinadan disguised, and did many great deeds of arms. Chapter 41. How Sir Lancelot fought in the tournament, and how Sir Palamedes did arms there for damosel. Then, at the request of Queen Guinevere and of King Bagdemagus, Sir Lancelot came into the range, but he was disguised, and that was the cause that few folk knew him. And there met with him Sir Ector de Maris, his own brother, and either brake their spears upon others to their hands, and then either gat another spear. And then Sir Lancelot smote down Sir Ector de Maris, his own brother. That saw Sir Bleoberis, and he smote Sir Lancelot such a buffet upon the helm that he wist not well where he was. Then Sir Lancelot was wroth, and smote Sir Bleoberis so sore upon the helm that his head bowed down backward, and he smote eft another buffet that he avoided his saddle, and so he rode by and thrust forth to the thickest. When the king of North Gales saw Sir Ector and Bleoberis lie on the ground, then was he wroth, for they came on his party against them of Surluse. So the king of North Gales ran to Sir Lancelot, and brake a spear upon him all to pieces. Therewith Sir Lancelot overtook the king of North Gales, and smote him such a buffet on the helm with his sword, that he made him to avoid his horse, and anon the king was horsed again. Page 81. So both King Bagdemagus and the king of North Gales party hurled to other, and then began a strong medley, but they of North Gales were far bigger. When Sir Lancelot saw his party go to the worst, he thrang into the thickest press with a sword in his hand, and there he smote down on his right hand and on his left hand, and pulled down knights and raised off their helms, that all men had wonder that ever one knight might do such deeds of arms. When Sir Meliagaunt, that was son unto King Bagdemagus, saw how Sir Lancelot fared, he marveled greatly. And when he understood that it was he wist well that he was disguised for his sake. Then Sir Meliagaunt prayed a knight to slay Sir Lancelot's horse, other with sword or with spear. At that time King Bagdemagus met with a knight that hight Surcease, a good knight, to whom he said, "Now, fair Surcease, encounter with my son Meliagaunt, and give him large payment, for I would he were well beaten of thy hands, that he might depart out of this field." And then Sir Surcease encountered with Sir Meliagaunt, and either smote other down, and then they fought on foot, and there Surcease had won Sir Meliagaunt, had not there come rescues. So then the haut prince blew to lodging, and every knight unarmed him and went to the great feast. And then, in the meanwhile, there came a damosel to the haut prince, and complained that there was a knight that hight Gonerys that withheld her all her lands. Then the knight was there present, and cast his glove to him or to any that would fight in her name. So the damosel took up the glove all heavily for default of a champion. Then there came a varlet to her and said, "Damosel, will ye do after me?" "Full fain," said the damosel. "Then go with ye unto such a knight that lieth here beside in an hermitage, and that followeth the questing beast, and pray him to take the battle upon him, and anon I wot well he will grant you." Page 82. So anon she took her palfrey, and within a while she found that knight that were Sir Palamedes. And when she required him, he armed him, and rode with her, and made her to go to the haut prince, and to ask leave for her knight to do battle. "I will well," said the haut prince. Then the knights were ready in the field to joust on horseback, and either got a spear in their hands, and met so fiercely together that their spears all too shivered. Then they flung out swords, and Sir Palamedes smote Sir Gonerys down to the earth, and then he raised off his helm and smote off his head. Then they went to supper, and the damosel loved Palamedes as a paramour, but the book saith she was of his kin. So then Palamedes disguised himself in this manner. In his shield he bare the questing beast, and in all his trappers. And when he was thus ready, he sent to the haut prince to give him leave to joust with other knights, but he was a doubted of Sir Lancelot. The haut prince sent him word again that he should be welcome, and that Sir Lancelot should not joust with him. Then Sir Galahaut, the haut prince, let cry what knight somever he were that smote down Sir Palamedes should have his damosel to himself. Chapter 42. How Sir Galahaut and Palamedes fought together, and of Sir Dinadan and Sir Galahaut. Here beginneth the second day. Anon, as Sir Palamedes came into the field, Sir Galahaut, the haut prince, was at the range end, and met with Sir Palamedes, and with him with great spears. And then there came so hard together that their spears all too shivered. But Sir Galahaut smote him so hard that he bare him backward over his horse, but yet he lost not his stirrups. Then they drew their swords and lashed together many sad strokes, that many worshipful knights left their business to behold. A doubted means afraid. Range end, the end of the line of the battle. Page 83. But at the last Sir Galahaut, the haut prince, smote a stroke of might unto Palamedes, sore upon the helm, but the helm was so hard that the sword might not bite, but slipped and smote off the head of the horse of Sir Palamedes. When the haut prince wist and saw the good knight fall unto the earth, he was ashamed of that stroke, and therewith he lit down off his own horse, and prayed the good knight Palamedes to take that horse of his gift, and to forgive him that deed. "Sir," said Palamedes, "I think you of great goodness, for ever a man of worship a knight shall never have disworship." And so he mounted upon that horse, and the haut prince had another anon. "Now," said the haut prince, "I release to you that maiden, for ye have won her." "Ah," said Palamedes, "the damosel and I be at your commandment." So they departed, and Sir Galahaut did great deeds of arms. And right so came Dinadan, and encountered with Sir Galahaut, and either came to other so fast with their spears, that their spears brake to their hands. But Dinadan had weened the haut prince had been more weary than he was, and then he smote many sad strokes at the haut prince. But when Dinadan saw he might not get him to the earth, he said, "My lord, I pray you leave me and take another." The haut prince knew not Dinadan, and left goodly for his fair words. And so they departed, but soon there came another, and told the haut prince that it was Dinadan. "Forsooth," said the prince, "therefore am I heavy that he is so escaped from me, for with his mocks and japes now shall I never have done with him." And then Galahaut rode fast after him, and bade him, "Abide, Dinadan, for King Arthur's sake." "Nay," said Dinadan, "so God me help, we meet no more together this day." Then in that wrath the haut prince met with Megliagaunt, and he smote him in the throat, that, and he had fallen, his neck had broken, and with the same spear he smote down another knight. Page 84. Then came in they of North Gales, and many strangers, and were like to have put them of Surluse to the worse, for Sir Galahaut, the haut prince, had ever much in hand. So there came the good knight, Saemoun the Valiant, with 40 knights, and he beat them all aback. Then the Queen Guinevere and Sir Launcelot let blow to lodging, and every knight unarmed, and dressed them to the feast. Chapter 43. How Sir Archade appelled Sir Palamedes of treason, and how Sir Palamedes slew him. When Palamedes was unarmed, he asked lodging for himself and the damosel. Anon the haut prince commanded them to lodging, and he was not so soon in his lodging, but there came a knight that hight Archade. He was brother unto Gonorrhoes, that Palamedes slew afore him in the damsel's quarrel. And this knight Archade told Palamedes, traitor, and appelled him for the death of his brother. "By the leave of the haut prince," said Palamedes, "I shall answer thee." When Sir Galahaut understood their quarrel, he bade them go to dinner. "And as soon as ye have dined, look that either knight be ready in the field." So when they had dined, they were armed both, and took their horses, and the queen, and the prince, and Sir Lancelot were set to behold them. And so they let run their horses, and there Sir Palamedes bare Archade on his spear over his horse's tail. And then Palamedes alit and drew his sword, but Sir Archade might not arise. And there Sir Palamedes raised off his helm and smote off his head. Then the haut prince and Queen Guinevere went unto supper. Then King Bagdemagus sent away his son Meliagaunt, because Sir Lancelot should not meet with him, for he hated Sir Lancelot, and that knew he not.